This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. We're going to be talking a little bit more about, I guess I'd have to use the word social slash political issues of this particular show, only because there's a real malaise in this going on in the markets right now. And, you know, what more can you say other than we're in uncharted waters. Nobody knows what's going on. The market isn't doing anything. Well, all of those are givens right now. And, yeah, we're going to be spending a fair amount of time talking about that. But there are also some issues that I think are societal that I think play way in very heavily, I guess I should say, on this particular subject of business. And that is indicative, or I should say resulting from a study that came out from the Cato Institute. It was an updated 2013 study showing that welfare benefits pay more than the minimum wage. In 33 of the states, including the District of Columbia, which we thought was interesting, and we thought that that was kind of one of the things in our society that people really ought to be aware of. Even worse, interestingly enough, welfare pays more than $15 per hour in 13 states. According to the Cato study, welfare benefits have increased faster than minimum wage, and it's now more profitable to sit at home than it is to earn an honest day's pay. That's got to have an impact on what's going on economically in the United States. And we're chatting with Dan Oliver right now. Dan is a regular guest on our program and very, very interesting guy. Corey and I respect his opinions a lot. What do you think about this, bud?
Yeah, well, it certainly is true that what welfare does is it encourages people not to work, but I think we shouldn't just pick on the poor people. I mean, one of the things that I see going on in the broader segments of society is that, you know, the Fed has juiced the market so much that people look at their portfolios and think, well, why do I go to work? So you get people at the upper end of society not working, you get people at the lower end of society not working, you get retired people getting Social Security, they stop working. So, you know, it's sort of a curious thing. If no one's working, how does the economy function? And how is it that the market keeps going up if you have fewer and fewer people working? The Labor Department studies show that the percentage of the population in the workforce keeps declining, and it's for all these reasons. And this is very dangerous, I think, because when people don't work, their skills atrophy. And so when these artificial conditions end, i.e. the market corrects, and all of a sudden that nest egg you thought you had isn't there and you go back to work, or the tax revenues dry up, and so the government can't continue these generous welfare payments, and they have to go back to work. What happens is people's lives are turned upside down, and of course, it's not very efficient at all. So I think it's a very, you know, unproductive, destructive economic policy that the Fed and the government is pursuing, and we'll all pay the price at some point.
This is a very scary story and fact, really, for me here, guys. Simply because personally, I don't feel like I'm doing anything if I don't have something to wake up to and go to work. That's not saying that I want to or need to work in the normal kind of salary paying job. But to me, everybody, I believe, needs something to get up and go to work to, or else other than that, what are they doing? And speaking kind of to what you mentioned there, Dan, about people losing their skill set, it also deals with industry here in America, that we see industry moving offshore. We're not producing as many products as we did back when we were rising to be the power. And this just goes hand in hand, I think, with a slowing economy. And something that I think the government and the Fed should be concerned about is that if we don't have people building up our industry and even innovating, then we're going to fall behind even further than we are now. And that's what built America. That's what made it strong, was innovation and hard work. Right now, we don't have the hard workers or the innovation. You see what I'm talking about here, Dan?
No, I agree. I think people are generally, you know, actualized through their work when they do something productive they believe in. And the reality is that, you know, people who like their work don't retire, right? You only know the person who works till he's 85 or 90 because he likes what he does, not because he's got to be there. And that's what the economy should really be about, is people finding their talent, finding their genius, which in the economic system of capitalism, of course, when you pursue your own interests, the market rewards you for it. What that means is that you're doing productive work for other people. I mean, that's how, you know, Adam Smith defined the capitalist system, essentially. And yeah, you know, I think this ties in also with the current kerfluffle around the book from the French economist, you know, Piketty, or however you pronounce his name. And that is, you know, his theory is that, you know, capitalism operates to continually concentrate capital at the top. And then, you know, working doesn't pay because labor gets devalued. And you know, I think his facts, even though it turns out he had the same sort of Excel errors that these guys always seem to have, they should learn how to use their own tools. But I think he's generally correct in terms of the facts. I mean, if you look at the share of capital that the top get, it has gone up in the past 20 years, and it went up in the 20s, and it went up in the 60s. Well, you know, all of these times were when the Federal Reserve was actively in the economy juicing the markets. And so it shouldn't be a huge revelation that when the stock market goes up, the richest people get to be the richest. And, of course, they take a bigger slice of the economic pie. But this isn't capitalism. This is created by the management of interest rates and the economy by the government. That's what devalues labor. And so if you want labor to pay, be interesting, and to bring those jobs back from China and all those things, what you really need is a free economy. You need to get the Fed out of the way and let Americans do what they do, which is work. I mean, that is one of the key assets that I think this country has, that there is a work ethic in the United States. When you give people the opportunity to work hard and do something productive, they will. And you don't need to watch them. They don't steal things in general, unlike other places where, you know, you don't have that societal cohesiveness where people actually want to show up to work and do something productive.
You know, the thing that I find really terrifying about all of this is this really represents, I think, a major shift in the direction of the United States. I mean, I got to tell you, you're going to find people in other parts of the world, whether we're talking about China, whether we're talking about India, whether we're talking about Russia, what have you. These people are out there busting their you-know-whats. They're working really hard. And you know what? They're going to reap the benefits from that. And I have to tell you, Dan, I am firmly convinced that if that doesn't come about in the United States, where people, I mean, I would guess right now, the average income in the United States right now, income, not from welfare, but from working, is about $50,000 a year. A welfare recipient in Hawaii makes more than that. A welfare recipient in Hawaii makes $60,000 a year. Massachusetts, California, they're all, I believe, above the average income in the United States of $50,000 a year, simply if you're getting welfare in those states. And I find that to be absolutely terrifying. And you know what? Because that, sooner rather than later, guys, is going to change the complexion of American society, and then we're just going to become a has-been. Final comments, Dan and Corey?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the big issue is when you get more than 50% of the population getting direct government handouts, which I think we've just passed that threshold, how in a representative democracy are you ever going to roll that back? And so, you know, at the moment, all those payments are supported by tax revenue that comes from this juiced market we have, this juiced economy we have with the Fed. But when that ends, what are they going to do? And I don't see any political backbone to cut any of these payments. We know in 2008, they actually expanded them in the name of stimulus, and that'll happen again. And so I think the problems get worse and worse. People become more and more dependent on government. So I think you're absolutely right. It's a terrible dynamic, and it's a very scary one.
What really gets me, too, is the aspect that the government really shows no signs of wanting to end this. The government continues with these handouts, and they almost get deeper. We continue to elect politicians and officials that continue to say that they want more of this and that this will only go on to continue. Unfortunately, I think that this will only bring ourselves deeper, and it seems like we got to stop voting these people in, and we really need to start listening to some of these politicians that want some change. They will hurt us in the short term, but in the long term, we will reap the benefits, and I think fundamentally that will make America stronger and hopefully bring it back to the power it once was. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome. Quebec, you know, Dan Oliver's a really interesting guy. His views on this whole situation of welfare versus actually working to support yourself, the views are very, very interesting. They certainly parallel my views and Corey's views. Corey and I are chatting right now with Peter Grandage. Peter is probably one of the most compassionate individuals who I know, certainly one of the most compassionate in our industry. He's all about helping other people. And we thought it'd be interesting to get his views on this. Pete, do you realize that according to the Cato Institute, the average person on welfare in the state of Hawaii is making over $60,000 a year? I mean, why should they go out and work, man?
Yeah, that goes to the whole picture and what has transpired, particularly, you know, after World War II and particularly after the Vietnam War, where the benefits and the amount of programs that are out there really calls into question. And what I think a mistake that we make, and I come from a state that had a big welfare reform in the last 20 years, New Jersey, is we shouldn't just assume that everybody that's on welfare doesn't want to work. There is certainly an incentive for some to take advantage of that program, but there are a lot of people who want to work. But you know, if you're at that point and you say to myself, oh, I can go out there and kill myself in a very low-end job and come home with this, and I can sit at home and not do much and still almost come out with the same or sometimes more, it's not a hard decision given if you were in that point. And that's been the problem of the insensitiveness of all these programs and taking away something that, you know, my father said this to me years ago, and you know, he's dead since 1988, so it's even more prevalent now, and that is what once was a privilege, to many people they view it as a right, and it's very hard to take away when people think they have a right to something. And that's what's transpired in this enormous increase in, for lack of a better word, socialism in a capitalist society.
Pete, we all agree, I believe, that the entitlements have entirely gotten out of hand, and this report that Al posted on the site back on Wednesday really shows the level of money that is just being essentially given out to citizens of the U.S. The question that came up with Dan Oliver when we were off mic was, what will it take to change this? Do you think that there will be an actual reform on the part of government, or do you think that some major event, whether it be domestic or international, will force the government's hand into changing these entitlement programs?
I think we get a preview of a lot of things that are going to happen in America by looking overseas to Europe. These recent European elections really saw a radical change in some countries that were once very socialistic and hard-leaning to the left. A hard-right group has come out and has basically said enough is enough because of how far socialism took to the point of almost communism, in a sense. And I think that's an indication of what it will have to get to here in America. I still think we're behind them, so I don't think it's anytime soon. And unfortunately, and this is a great debate even in the immigration argument that's going on in the U.S., is that the feeling, since most of the illegal immigrants are in the lower working class, that the feeling is even if you give them status, many of them will take advantage of these programs and only burden more of the socialist services. I happen to live in an area in New Jersey that sees the contrary between the very working poor and the wealthy within a couple of miles of one another. And one of the difficulties that's happened because of this is housing has become very difficult because there's such a need. Everybody wants to incorporate these low-skill workers at a very low price, but they basically, to be fair, would say, not openly, but I want them living in the neighborhood, so to speak. And yet they have to live somewhere, and they have to live somewhere fairly close, or commuting becomes such a big problem. And that's now an acute situation here in New Jersey, and just one of the many, many problems that we face. And let's face it, there is a left-leaning, if not hard-leaning, movement that's taken place while Obama's administration's taken hold. And so I just don't see that reversing course anytime soon.
You know, Pete, the interesting question here is there are those who have the philosophy that this is simply a way for increased governmental control, increased big government control. I got to tell you, I'm not really sure I can disagree with that, Pete.
I don't disagree with it either. In fact, I think it is. I think at the end of the day, that is the main motive for those who support just a continuous stream of just programs after programs. And I think what's really important before we run out of time is that I don't think anyone on this program is against helping somebody. I think the problem is when you don't put a date, when it's kind of like the unemployment situation. Studies after studies show is people basically exhaust their unemployment benefits, and then ironically, more of those people, as soon as they come off those rolls, find work in a very short time than at any other period. So I think welfare and social services are needed, and I think we're called upon to do that both as Americans and in our faiths. But I think there has to be a time limit and a dollar limit, and that's what's been taken advantage of. And until you unwind those factors, I think the problem is going to get worse.
Pete, you bring up a really good point, and I think that it all comes down to this aspect where people feel like they deserve these type of employment handouts. And at some time, I realize that people are paying into these. They see deductions come off of their paychecks. And yes, you are entitled to some of these entitlements. However, it's when people feel like they're entitled to them forever that they have no motivation to step out into the workforce. And that, I believe, is the biggest issue, because the government cannot continue to keep on paying all these people to not work. That's only a drain on the society and economy.
Well, the government definitely can't, Pete. I mean, you know that as well as I do. We're a couple old war horses, man. We've been around for a long, long time. We got a minute left here. We're going to give you the final word on this, what I think is a very important issue vis-a-vis the direction of our country, if nothing else.
Well, again, and let's not forget also that there was a movement during the Bush administration to move more of the social service atmosphere of the government into charitable organizations and the church, where the Obama administration has reversed that course and gone 180 degrees different. And that's going to be the big question is after it's Obama, is it another Obama-like administration, or do we revert back to more of a conservative, fiscal conservative type of government? And, you know, it's far too early to tell yet how the election is going to go in that regard.
We're going to be talking about that in the next couple of segments with Jeff Dice, Glenn Downs, and Bill Howell. It will be interesting to see what happens, particularly in 2014, in terms of the congressional elections, and then in terms of the big one in 2016. It's going to be really interesting to see exactly what America, the direction that Americans want to see the country go. Pete, always a pleasure. Thanks, bud.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with a discussion of social issues, for lack of better terms. I don't want to say just social issues. I want to say governmental issues. There's some stuff going on that just makes me absolutely sick. You know, we got Bill Howell with us right now, along with Glenn Downs. You know, interesting story. I was working out a couple of days ago, and I was on the elliptical machine, and I was watching Fox News. Charles Krauthammer was chatting with Bill O'Reilly, and they were talking about the legacy of the current president. You know, what's it going to be? And Bill O'Reilly said, you know, you got some issues that you just can't sweep under the rug. You know, one of them is the tax situation. I agree. Another one certainly is Obamacare, and I certainly agree. Another one has to do with the VA situation, which I think is absolutely despicable, and I agree with that. You know, and the list kind of goes on, and Corey and I thought it would be appropriate to get some opinions from these guys in terms of what they think about some of these things, because they are the events. Some of the events that are occurring in our country right now are more than just wrong. I mean, they are absolutely despicable to be happening in the United States, and you know they're all bad. But the one that really I think is at the top of the list is, what about these poor veterans? I mean, guys that were willing to give their lives up for our country, and look how they're getting totally crapped on in many instances by the VA administration. What do you think about that, Glenn?
Well, Al, thanks first of all for having me back again. And yeah, it is a real problem. Believe it or not, this is things seem to be coming unraveled here, and the truth string is being pulled on. It looks like some of these malfeasances go back quite a ways. And they predate Mr. Obama, But the factor is that Mr. Obama has been in office for 6 years. So he knew or should have known what's been going on. And you see instances of hidden waiting lists to try to make it look like the VA backlog was lower than it was. You see instances of VA officials lying to members of Congress and to the general public and to the press. And this is all coming unraveled now. But the point that I would make is that this is really symptomatic of a larger problem. And the larger problem is that we have, in many, many instances, promised much more than has been funded. And that's the case with the VA. So if right now every bit of corruption was cleaned up, every inefficiency was cleaned up, every waiting list was cleared out, and all the money in the world, or in the short run, thrown at it to make things, the problems all go away. The problems aren't going away. Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize winning economist, wrote a book called the $3 trillion war. And he was talking about the real cost of the war. In this case, it was just Iraq. It didn't deal with Afghanistan. And I guess about $1 trillion or so has been allegedly spent so far, a little more than $1 trillion on Iraq and Afghanistan together. But his point was that there are all kinds of follow-on costs, not only in terms of weapon systems and things worn out, but in terms of the care for these wounded veterans coming back from these conflicts. It's not like they come back and suddenly the cost is over. You've got a lifetime's worth of cost for some of these people have been just really traumatically injured. That hasn't been factored in. So it's not like VA hospitals are empty and doctors are sitting there twiddling their thumbs waiting for inefficient bureaucrats to send them patients. They're full up. They're busy. So the problem is, you know, we've got, this is part and parcel of the sort of thing you normally talk about here on the Corlin Economics Report. It's that the due bill for years and years and years of promises, it's not any longer out in the future. It's here, right here today, and the VA problem is symptomatic of that.
Guys, I think this is simply just a sign of the country being completely overextended. They have been for quite a while, and as these bills continue to trickle in, I think we're going to see more and more stories of this. What really gets me is that we have the Fed pumping billions and billions of dollars into the stock market, and as we've chatted before, this isn't helping the average man or the average veteran who out there needs or wants their money because they were promised it. So I think that we need a complete realignment of not only the administration's goals, but also the Fed's goals. However, I don't think that's going to happen. Bill, I want to get your opinion. As you live down in Nevada, what are you seeing down there in terms of some of these overextended promises that the government has made?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, from my point about the Veterans Administration, I think, you know, it's a travesty. I understand, you know, where you guys are coming from, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, we owe these guys something. We shouldn't politicize it. We should get it fixed and move on. But, it is interesting some of the parallels, at least, with the VA and what's happening in Obamacare. I was out with a number of Canadian residents, not so long ago, and one of the conversation came up that he said, "Oh, you'll never guess what, I just got my appointment for my MRI. It's in July." And I said, "This coming July?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I said, it's just an MRI. Why don't you just go down and get an MRI?" "Oh, well, we have to put in and get an appointment." And so, that's the Canadian health care system. And, I told them, well, I had a problem with a disc, and I went to my doctor in the morning, and I got an MRI in the afternoon kind of thing. And he was quite surprised by that. But I think that was sort of a pre-Obamacare kind of issue. But I really think you're onto something when, you know, you say it's just kind of these are the symptoms of a much bigger problem. I mean, and at the end of the day, the middle class is going to continue to get squeezed out, and we're going to end up with kind of a two-class system, the haves and the have-nots.
You know, Bill, an interesting point that was brought up by Charles Krauthammer in this particular segment that I was watching is he said, I have it on record. I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the president lied to the American people vis-a-vis some of the comments he made regarding Obamacare. And the thing that bothers me really is, I mean, he's not the first person, he's not the first president who's lied. I mean, I did not have sex with that Lewinsky woman. There's a good example of it, you know, and the list kind of goes on, and that's very, very sad. But, you know, it's one thing when you're talking about an adulterous situation, but it's entirely something different when you're talking about major issues in our country. Boy, you know, as you were saying when we were talking off mic, Glenn, you know, I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm just sitting here in kind of the center of the hotbed of our country, and I'm watching this thing just kind of implode from the inside. You know, we've only got about a minute and a half left in this particular segment, but start that discussion going for us, will you?
Well, sure. I mean, what happens is and everybody sees, even though to be in Washington, D.C., you see, you'll have a crisis of some sort or a malfeasance of some sort come up this week, and then 2 weeks later you've forgotten about it because you've had three or four new ones pop up between then. And so people get, so they just want to, including policymakers, almost just not think about these mathematical due bills that are piling up here now.
Well, they're definitely piling up. I mean, there's no question about that. And it's amazing to me, you know, and I'm sounding like a broken record. It's amazing to me that this is continuing to go on. I find it to be very, very sad. And I don't know, maybe I'm an old guy who is just kind of getting fed up. Maybe Bill's an old guy who's just kind of getting fed up. But I don't think so about that one. But anyway, having said that, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a sad situation to me. We're going to give you right back here, ladies and gentlemen, with Jeff Deist. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute. He is the former chief of staff of our good friend, Congressman Ron Paul. He truly has an inside track on a lot of this stuff that's going on. And he's going to be joining our discussion here with Bill Howell and our friend Glenn Downs. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome back. Wrapping up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Boy, the subject matter that we've been covering in this first hour, I'm not sure, Corey, maybe we ought to take out the word economics. I don't know, man. But it certainly, everything that we talk about certainly does affect economics and finance and the rest of it. You know, one of the stories that is really making front page news and has for some time now is this situation with Mr. Snowden. I know that we were talking about this off mic, and opinions really vary about this individual. And what I found interesting was the fact that, you know, your response, Jeff, when you were making some comments about what John Kerry was saying, you know, on the record about Snowden, that he ought to come back and face up and man up and he's a traitor and the rest of it. And I'd like you to, if you would, just kind of let our audience know why you feel that Kerry is wrong in his assessment.
Well, first, it's outrageous for him to use this sort of macho terminology that Snowden should man up and come back and face spending the rest of his silly young life in a tiny cage, courtesy of Uncle Sam. So easy for Kerry to say. And it's also because Kerry himself is such a disgusting human. He's no man. I mean, first of all, he's literally a kept man, in the sense that his own personal wealth and his cozy lifestyle has come courtesy of marriage and courtesy of U.S. taxpayers, not via any achievement or productive activity on his end. And second of all, obviously I disagree with him as to the nature of Snowden's alleged crime or malfeasance. I think that we're in a sort of a very, very late stage in the American experiment, and I think what Snowden did was at worst necessary, but perhaps even heroic, because at this point the U.S. federal government is so completely out of control that I think almost all of us as Americans, including Mr. Kerry, have an obligation to step in and do what we can to prevent it from continuing with, you know, it's the whole panoply of criminal activity that the federal government engages in, especially in when it comes to spying. So, you know, there's just nothing to like about what Kerry said. And frankly, I think the more we, you know, as we're hearing now from Snowden himself, and we're hearing more about those few days from Glenn Greenwald that they spent together sort of huddled in a hotel room, I think public opinion is changing. I think Kerry might find that his comments aren't really ringing true with the American public.
Jeff, I agree with you on the aspect of Carey not really having the clout that I think he wishes he has or thinks that he has. However, I'm still kind of on the fence on this whole Snowden issue, because the fact of the matter is Snowden did take a contracting job. Now he's claiming that he was a CIA asset, I believe, abroad. And the fact of the matter is that he did kind of go against his country, and he did bring up some very legitimate claims, and he brought to light what was going on. The issue I have is that nothing has come out of this. Essentially, this story is dragging on, and now it's turning into a he says, she says type of situation. And to me, it almost feels like we're just digging ourselves into this media hole where nothing is getting done, and the government just continues to go about what they seem to do. And now with Snowden over in Russia, we all know that Russia is definitely not an ally of the U.S. We don't know what information he's providing him. To me, I feel like this story has gone on for a long time. There were some valid arguments and points brought up, but I haven't really seen any positive changes in our country or really around the world. Glenn, I want to get your opinion on this as well, too, please.
Well, thanks, Corey. Well, a couple of thoughts just off the top of my head. One is that you just indicated some good that some good points or valid points that have been brought up by Mr. Snowden, but nothing has been done about it. I think that's kind of the point. The point is that the powers that be around here have circled the wagons. And we saw the director of national intelligence lied to a congressional committee about collecting data on Americans. And there are really serious constitutional questions about, you know, people's Fourth Amendment right to have their persons and their paper and their communications in this, in modern terms, protected. There is a way. I mean, I'm all for fighting terrorism. I'm all for fighting crimes, but you got to do it in a constitutional way. And one of the things that's very troubling to me is how few people are really troubled by this. And that there is a that people that, including a lot of my fellow conservatives who profess to believe deeply in the Constitution, they walk around here, these members of Congress, that walk around with the pocket constitutions in their pockets, but they don't really believe all of it. And so if you believe that the U.S. government and everybody in the U.S. government is at all times, you know, benevolent and have want nothing but the best, and we'll always want the best, and that Barack Obama and John Kerry want nothing but the best for Tea Party groups and things like that, they shouldn't worry about the fact that they're being surveilled and their metadata and more is being collected and stored and analyzed. But if you believe you are suspicious of government and you are someone who truly loves the Constitution, you ought to be very troubled by what the government's doing and the NSA is doing here domestically, and the procedures that they're following or not following.
We'd all agree that we probably don't want the government stepping into our daily lives, but, you know, stepping out and checking out other countries, whether it's for the sake of protecting our inside our borders or just spying on them because they have the ability to spy on them, I don't think there's any question that this is happening, but that's where I struggle as to where's right and wrong and where do you draw the line. Bill, comments on this?
Well, I think if you kind of look back a little bit in history, it's interesting, you know, everybody was quite afraid of J. Edgar Hoover and his list of files and what was in the files and who they were about and all that. And here we are in an age where electronic data is gathered on everyone. And, I just think that's a real breach of our constitutional rights. And, from that point of view, you know, I think Snowden's a patriot. I have mixed emotions because, as I said earlier, I think from our point of view, we have a constitution. He's a patriot. We don't want our government spying on us, but we don't mind knowing what, you know, others are doing. So, you know, from that point of view, it gets a little fuzzy.
I think it's an interesting situation when you look at historical events in total. You know,
the United States has done a lot of things wrong. There's no question about that. And other countries have done a lot of things wrong. And there's no question about that. What it really boils down to is, you know, on the one hand, I have friends who would say, no big deal bugging Angela Merkel's phone. Everybody does it. Well, I guess maybe, I mean, I'm not an expert in that, but I think it's definitely wrong to do things like that. Now, when you have a guy like Edward Snowden who signed a contract and said, you know, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, and then had a change of heart, you have to ask yourself, I mean, you know, what kind of individual would do something like that? Can you really believe what an individual who would do something like that? Can you really believe what that individual says? How did he end up in Russia, et cetera, et cetera? I think the jury is still out. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with what anybody is saying. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Jeff, regarding Mr. Kerry. I agree with everything that everybody is saying here. I think that the jury is still out right now, however, on the overall situation. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things. And is it right for us to spy on other countries? Absolutely not. What are we going to do about it? That's the million-dollar question. Jeff, I want to give you the final word on this one, bud.
Well, what we're going to do about it now is probably more of the same, because that's what governments tend to do. They tend to do more of the same and much more of the same. But I will just throw this in. When we talk about Snowden going against his own country, I would just make the very strong distinction between his country and the government that currently runs his country. I think that loyalty to one does not implicate loyalty to the other necessarily.
Corey, I got to jump in on this one. I agree with that 100%. As one of our listeners commented yesterday, it all has to do with, and we get this comment a lot, is it possible to love your country and hate your government? And I think that that is probably one of the most valuable things that has come out of this discussion. And as I replied to the listener, I would say to our audience right now, I love my country. I think the United States is a wonderful place. I think our government stinks right now because I think our government is corrupt. My personal opinion, I'm not going to put anybody else on the line on that one, but that is just my opinion. I think you have a bunch of self-interested individuals there who are doing nothing more than feathering their own nest, with a few exceptions. And interestingly enough, Congressman Walter Jones is one of those exceptions. Stick around. We're going to be back for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.